Good morning.
How are you today?
I need a nap.
Rise and shine, morning glories.
And we're up. That's it. Ready to start the day.
Ready to start the day.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Sorry. Friday. Waits for no one.
Friday.
It's the weekend.
What is a weekend?
You need to get out more.
Let's do a show.
Are you ready?
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Welcome to a, I'd say, rather cool Friday morning.
Yeah.
Notice the difference out there this morning. And we're going to have a little bit of shower activity, a little mist in the air right now, as a matter of fact. And then it'll go away later today, and the rest of the weekend's going to be great. Okay, weekend's here, everybody, and it's not just any weekend. It's a Father's Day weekend.
Oh, yes. And a lot of I keep forgetting that.
Got to do something about
it. I'm psyched because my father told us what he wanted last night, and it was great.
It was like, simple.
What do you want for Father's Day? And my sister and I expected him to say, like, oh, I want to spend time together. He says, want some golf thing. And Julie and I are like, psych, yeah, we can do whatever we want on Sunday.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah, really.
It's so funny how fathers don't want to spend time with their families on Father's Day. Mom's like, I just kind of want to be with you guys. And Dad's like, I want to go golfing.
Yep. I'm going to Maine to see my dad.
Yeah. Yep.
It's amazing.
Okay, well, we're going to cover a lot of Father's Day stuff for you today.
Oh, good.
What fathers really want.
Yes.
Okay, now the difference of that, what it takes to be a modern dad today, it's a totally different ball game now. The skills that dads need to teach their kids these days, the skills the kids really care about. You know, there was a time when, you know, dad was going to teach you how to change the oil and change a tire and stuff. Kids don't want to know that stuff.
How to start a fire by rubbing two sticks for 4 hours.
They don't
My dad taught
stuff.
Me to join AAA at a young
age. Okay. So we're going to cover the modern day skills a dad needs to get by. We got Win a Grand in 60 Seconds coming up in about 10 minutes this morning here. And we got the Dirty Laundry and...
All we're going to talk about is Giselle and Tom Brady.
Sure, and Oprah,
That's
right?
That's it. Yeah, and okay. Oprah, because Giselle had an interview with Vogue. Tom has an interview on Sunday with Oprah, and it's just delicious, dishy stuff.
Okay, all of this is coming up before...
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. This is when the going gets tough, but the tough get going. And we think we got one of the tough ones on the line with us this morning. Our player's name is Stephen Peck. He's from Kingston, Massachusetts, and he's an accountant. Now, accountant sounds like a pretty good way to make a living for playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, because you have to remember things. You know, you have to be organized and all that sort of thing. Good morning, Stephen, and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
But do you know useless pop culture? That is the question. I know you can count, but...
So we're going to find out if he can not only count, but is inundated with useless pop culture. Here's what's going to be happening to you, Stephen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in the next 60 seconds. If you don't know no one, feel free to say pass immediately, move on. If you have time remaining at the end of the 60 seconds before the annoying buzzer indicates the time has run out, you can come back and pick up those. If you get all 10 right in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you prepared to go?
I'm good to go.
Okay.
Gentlemen, it is time. 3, 2, 1, go.
How many yards do you have to run in a 100-yard dash?
100.
Spell raccoon.
What's that?
Spell raccoon.
R-A-C-C-O-O-N.
What national holiday falls on June 14th?
Flag Day.
Which is longer, 10 yards or 50 feet?
50 feet.
If you see the glass is half full, are you an optimist or a pessimist?
Optimist.
Where on your body is the lumbar area located?
Back.
Who sang I Melt With You in 1982?
Oh, pass.
What shape is Paris Hilton's $2 million engagement ring?
Hair.
What instant beverage was released by Nescafe in 1938?
Coffee.
In what sport would you use a sand wedge?
Golf.
Okay, who sang I Melt With You in 1982?
Okay, you go ahead, break his heart, tell him who it was.
Oh, nice. Modern English.
Modern English.
I'm sorry, but wow. That was that so out. Good.
And you actually had like 7.5 seconds left to
yeah.
pick that up.
Ranked through those.
You do boom, boom,
7.5 seconds left to Google that.
Wow. How did you get that smart?
A little hard. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, you did a great job. We have a
oh,
fabulous
you really
consolation
did.
Prize for oh. this morning, Stephen. I think you're going to enjoy this. The family four-pack, so you can have a family day at the races. Family four-pack of tickets. The Foxwoods Resort Casino 301, part of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, July 22nd, New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Congratulations. Enjoy that day at the Speedway. Thank you very much. You did very well for yourself.
Oh, you really yeah. did. That was so close.
You'll never forget who sang "I Melt With You" again.
Oh, wait. Right. I know. It's Modern English.
Oh, you got it.
Okay. Anybody late. Else? Next
oh,
chance to play
God.
Is coming up next time. And you could be selected, ladies and gentlemen. But you got to enter to play. Log on to WRR.com and fill out an application form. And you could be winning $1,000 from Century Bank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it is time for your 620 Men from Maine. This is an email requested, and this is one of the oldies but goodies, one of the classics. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed adventure begins, Ephus has just left the Bangor Feed and Hardware Store, where he's purchased an anvil, a bucket, two chickens, a goose, and a pepperoni pizza when he runs into Machias Margaret, Maine's least attractive spinstress, when we hear...
Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to 1515 Mockingbird Lane?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm going to visit my brother Jacob at 1616 Mockingbird Lane. Let's take a shortcut and go down this alley. It'll take us half the time to get there.
Well, now, how do I know that when we get into that alley, you won't hold me up against a wall and have your way with me?
Well, now, you listen here. I'm carrying a bucket, an anvil, two chickens, a goose, and a pepperoni pizza. How in God's name could I possibly hold you up against a wall and do that?
Well, set that goose down and put the bucket over the goose, put the anvil on top of the bucket, and put the pizza on top of the anvil. I'll hold the chickens, and I think it might work.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Waddy Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, it's Friday, and we think that every Friday should have a Friday feel-good story. And we found a beauty for you. We got that coming up next, okay? Stand by.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, this is it. The weekend's here. It's Friday morning, and it's time now for your feel-good Friday report. It's always good to have a feel-good story on Friday.
Yeah, so this kid in Texas, he's graduating from high school, and he gets up, and he gives a speech, and it's about the unexpected. But what was really interesting is this kid did the unexpected because he has autism, and throughout high school, he really never spoke a word. I mean, people were absolutely stunned, and this was his amazing, inspiring speech.
Are your next steps where you want to go? If they aren't, then step off of that path. Will that be unexpected? It probably will be if you are not sharing your hopes and dreams with your loved ones. Don't follow someone else's dreams. Don't waste time on something you never wanted. Do the unexpected. It is your life that you are living, not anyone else's. So do what fulfills you. Don't fear the future. Don't fear the unknown. Will it be unexpected? Yes. Yes, it will. But that does not make it wrong. Remember, if you are following in someone else's footsteps, you will only get where they want to go. Be the unexpected like me. Do the unexpected for the benefit of others. Live the unexpected for your own happiness. Congratulations to the Plano Senior High School graduating class of 2018. Best wishes to you all.
Wow.
A really good wow. speech.
And he never talked during high school.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, it's just like that. That must have been
That's
amazing for the school and his parents. And that just is my favorite story of the day. I love it. And it's good advice.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he said if you're following in somebody else's footsteps, you're only going to get where they're going. That's an amazing thing.
It really is.
I learned something.
Thanks for sharing this morning.
You're welcome.
Was really good. Okay, now, today is Friday. We're kicking off the Father's Day weekend here. And I know that there possibly are some people out there who haven't done anything but given any thought to shopping for Father's Day.
Why are you looking at me?
I just say. And so they went out and they asked 2,000 fathers, just random fathers, what do you really want for Father's Day? And I believe that you're going to find that attitudes for the American male and father, the modern father, are completely changing. We're going to give you some of the things the real dads say they really want for Father's Day coming up next. In the meantime, okay, it's time for your Friday morning wake-up call because Sunday is Father's Day. We know that many of you have not done anything, haven't even given a thought to a gift for dad. So we're going to help you out this morning. It's time to think outside the box. Don't think of the old things that you usually wanted for Father's Day because dad doesn't want some of that stuff, okay?
And now as a public service, things your dad does not want on Father's Day.
Okay.
Another tie.
Okay.
Even if you find one you think he'll love, at the end of the day, it's still just a tie. Cologne. Please. The bottle you gave him last year is just collecting dust. A Blu-ray copy of The Notebook. Or Clueless.
Hey.
Sorry. A World's Greatest Dad Mugger t-shirt. Nothing says you lack creativity more. A subscription to O Magazine. Or Vogue. Seriously? Studio audience passes to a taping of The View. Try a little harder. He's your friggin' dad. This has been a public service announcement on what not to get your dad for Father's Day.
And now we're here to tell you exactly what dad really wants because they surveyed 2,000 dads. This is a big sample size. And this is kind of surprising because we're talking about younger dads now. And it's not like, sports tickets or something like that. Although that was on the list, it was way down the list. They're talking about what they really want. And get this, I think dads are softening a little bit. A nice dinner out. Okay? Now, my guess would be
with whom?
That would be my guess, yeah. Not necessarily with you.
Yeah, without the kids.
Okay.
Or your mother.
Okay, a nice dinner out. Okay, a nice bottle of booze. Okay, I can see that. A watch. I don't know.
We wear watches now.
Yeah. That's right. Look, I have a watch on,
changed.
Too.
Yeah. Yep. Remember the era when nobody wore a watch? Now everybody's wearing a watch. It's got to be a smart watch, okay? A smart speaker, you know,
like Alexa.
Yeah, they're really into that.
Yeah, I have a lot of speakers.
Yeah,
a lot of speakers.
Yeah,
power tools are still on the list. Way down the list though, and a pizza oven. Dads want pizza ovens.
Guy Petrillo up in Billerica, gigantic pizza oven in his yard.
Yeah, really. Okay. Headphones and a fitness tracker. All of those things are on the list. So now you know. There's any ideas for anybody in the room?
Dave doesn't have any of those things. Yeah. So okay. I have.
Well, he's running now. You should get him a fitness tracker, and maybe you could track him too.
Right.
See where he is.
Finally, you have an idea where he is.
They actually have this thing for guys. You know how like women have these? You know, might be the lipstick of the month or the nail polish of the month. They have the box of the month for dads that come with like all these little tools and gadgets that, not mainstream type things. You can go to WROR.com. There's a big list of that stuff.
Okay, that's cool. Now, they did it again.
Boy, Sox did it again. They won their fourth straight, and Xander Bogaerts did it all last night for the Sox. They beat the Mariners 2-1 in Seattle. They've won those four straight, and Bogaerts...
Field, that's well hit. Heredia racing back. He's turning around. That ball is out of here. Xander Bogaerts pummels it for his 10th home run of the season to put the Red Sox back in front.
And they made that stand up last night for Bogaerts' 10th. He only had 10 all last year. He's already done it.
Wow.
You know, a month before the All-Star break. He also turned a spectacular double play right at second base. Knocked the ball down, tagged the bag, fired on to first. Go to WROR.com. You can see how spectacular he was last night. David Price was tremendous. 7 innings. He got the win. Struck out 7. He's 8-4. Joe Kelly and Craig Kimbrell got it done in relief. Sox still a game ahead of the Yankees. Rick Porcello against the Mariners' James Paxton tonight. Patriots signed long snapper Joe Cardona and fullback James Devlin to contract extensions. Let's talk golf, shall we?
Yeah.
How about Brockton firefighter Matt Parziali? Still
he's
playing.
He's okay, man.
As an amateur, he's in pretty good shape after the opening round yesterday at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills on Long Island. He shot an opening round 4 over 74. He's just 5 shots off the lead. 4 golfers tied atop of the leaderboard at 1 under. Dustin Johnson, Ian Poulter, Scott Piercy, and Russell Henley. Some of the big names, though, were lousy. Phil Mickelson, 8 back. Tiger, 9 back. Rory McIlroy. He's 11 back. Second round begins just about now. Parziali tees off at 12:41 this afternoon. Philadelphia Eagles awarded their Super Bowl rings for their victory over the Patriots in Super Bowl 51.
Thank you, Hank. Okay, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Brian Bell Buster, and today the Brian Bell Buster is all about.
We're going to camp. Jeff is going to be a camp counselor, and his parents actually wanted to get him. So I called as a super nervous camp parent with some of the things I'm sending with my kid. We got mosquito repellent, bear repellent, snake venom antidote.
Bear repellent? I don't know if that's a thing by either
way. Well, we use it at home, and we don't have any bears around, so I assume that it works.
I don't see him needing.
You know what to do in case of a jellyfish sting?
He's not at risk for that.
Because we could send him with a bottle of urine just in case a jellyfish thing happens, but that's okay.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hello.
The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Sharon and Brad actually want to get their son, Jeff, for his birthday. And Jeff is going to be a camp counselor for the first time this year. Yeah, he's a little nervous. So I'm going to call him as a very nervous and overprotective parent.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Jeff.
Yeah, this is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. You one of the counselors for camp coming up?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. This is Sam's dad, and I had called the camp director like 15 times trying to get who my son was going to have as a camp counselor, and he said it was you, so I thought I'd give you a call just to make sure everything was okay, you know, and everything's ready to go for camp. You know, we're a little nervous sending him to camp.
Yeah, I can understand that being nerve-wracking, but I'm happy to answer any questions you got for me.
You're certified? All the counselors are all, you know, certified and everything?
Yeah, I'm CPR, first aid, lifeguard. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, I'm a lifeguard. I'm okay. CPR certified.
Do you have any avalanche responder training or swift water diving rescue?
No.
Wilderness search and rescue or anything?
I don't even know what that is, to be honest with you.
Are you proficient with traditional Chinese medicine or apothecary? You know, do you know how to make a poultice?
I'm pretty sure, you know, we have, there's medical staff there. I'm at the camp.
And you said you were CPR certified? That's good.
Yeah.
What song do they, do you usually do your CPR to?
A song? I'm not.
Yeah, do you have
I don't really know the answer to that. I guess YMCA.
Okay.
Would be the.
I usually do Staying Alive. That's, you know, when I. That's a good one, too.
Okay.
Some of the things we have to send with Sam when he goes to camp, you know, like, you know, some extra pair of clothes and stuff like that.
2 swimsuits, a few pairs of clothes.
We're going to send him with his own life jacket and helmet, earplugs, snorkel. He's got a whistle just in case. He's got, you know, a big kind of a pith helmet to keep the sun off of him.
A whistle?
You know? Yeah. And then we got mosquito repellent, bear repellent, snake venom antidote. Have you ever had to suck snake venom out of a victim or anything?
I have not, sir. I'm not. As far as bear repellent, I don't know if that's a thing by either.
Well, we use it at home, and we don't have any bears around, so I assume that it works.
I don't see him needing.
Know what to do in case of a jellyfish sting?
He's not at risk for that at all.
Because we could send him with a bottle of urine just in case a jellyfish thing happens, if that's okay.
I'd prefer not to handle a bottle of urine. I'm not really. But, you know, like I said, we have medical staff, and they'd handle all of that.
And you got all the camp food. He's got some dietary restrictions. He doesn't really have any allergies. We're just trying to be super safe with his special diet. So we usually go, you know, organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, nut-free, sugar-free, grain-free, dairy-free, vegan. For his food, is that going to be a problem? I could just send him with a copy of the TB12 cookbook, if that works for you.
The TB12?
Yeah, we're trying to eat like Tom Brady. A lot of avocados. Do you guys serve avocado ice cream?
Again, I'm not in charge of the food.
I really thought you would be able to answer a lot of these questions. I'm a little concerned. Is it all right if we call? I'll call you every 10 minutes just to check in. Is that okay?
Please don't. I'm happy to answer your questions, and when you drop him off, we'd be happy to meet you in person and talk to you and assure you that he's going to be safe.
Well, you know, you seem like you are prepared. Your parents must be very proud.
I certainly hope so, sir.
Your parents, Sharon and Brad, actually called me, Jeff. This is Brian Bell from the Lorne and Wally Show.
Oh, my God.
This is a Brian Bell buster.
This is a joke?
Yeah, your parents wanted to say happy birthday and good luck at camp this summer, being the big camp counselor.
God. you got me. You're so good. I was so nervous.
Happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lorne and Wally Show.
Thank you for calling.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
As you know, Sunday's Father's Day. And by the way, this is an official WROR Daddy Shack weekend. Yes, Daddy Shack weekend. Listen for the WROR Gopher, who sounds strangely familiar. And you can win tickets for the Dell Technologies Championship down at the TPC, which is really great, coming up in Labor Day weekend, in fact. So you could also win online, WROR.com. Now, speaking of Father's Day, Dad always seems to have great advice. And we get a lot of calls from people telling us, you know, the words of advice they remember from their dad. And we've also assumed then from many of these calls we received, some of your dads were really disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
So, really disgusting words of advice. So, let me see. We got Mike is from Rhode Island here. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Morning. What did your dad tell you?
Well, at 10 years old, my father told me that if you want to make it in this world, never let a lady get mad at you. At 10, I didn't understand it, but I live by it now.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great day, okay? Happy Father's Day. Cindy's on the line. Cindy, what'd your dad tell you?
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Yes, when I was younger, I tried to jump rope, and I would cry. He said, never give up. My dad's 98 years old today, and I still live by that. When someone tells me I can't do something, I always prove them wrong.
So you can jump rope now?
Oh, I did double dutch and everything. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I give up constantly.
Okay. Yeah. I try everything. They say, "What? You can't do that. You can't, you know, I do fix everything. You know, he taught me how to fix things and survive on my own." And great.
Okay. Thanks, Colin. Have a great Father's Day. Okay. Tell Dad we said hi. Okay, Hank, did your dad give you some
advice? Yeah, you know, like a lot of dads, he had these, like, more than one way to skin a cat. And he would think about that and go, who skins cats anyway?
Who skins cats? That doesn't sound right.
Where's our cat?
And the other one was like illegitimi non carborundum. You know that one, right?
But yes.
Latin. Don't let the you know who's get you down.
There you go.
You like to say that a lot.
Wow.
Really? Bruce Beckham has lots of advice. His best piece of advice is world known. Yeah. Is never whistle while you pack.
Yes, that's a great
as a man who traveled for a living because your wife and kids will resent it. The other one was. The other one, I asked my sister about it. She said he would say things like, there's no future in tonight. I'm not sure what that means. I don't think he said it to me, but I wonder why he said it to
my
sister.
There's no future in tonight.
Yeah.
Really?
And I think my favorite advice from Dave Falcone, he's a dad.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
He sings a song about it, but it's good advice, and it don't matter. Whenever something happens, he's like, it don't matter. It don't matter. And it's like, it's a nice thing, because it
don't matter. Okay. Remember a couple of pieces of advice my dad gave me. One piece of advice that I've always, it didn't mean too much to me at the time, but he says, whatever you don't understand something, follow the money.
Oh, well,
okay. That makes a lot of sense. And then the other piece of advice
he gave me. Your dad deep throat?
Another thing my dad said to me, and this really paid off over the years. If you keep oil and coolant in it, it'll run forever. Taking care of your car.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you putting oil in?
You wouldn't know.
You know, something you've never done.
Well, you know, like my dad was a shop teacher, so the old, you know, measure once, cut really as many times as you need to. But it was like just the general, like, being able to, like, fix stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I always think of things like, all right, what can I build to do that? And the toughest part right now, though, is like having an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old is like, wow, now I have to give them things to like that they'll remember for the rest of their lives. And I haven't really come up with anything yet. Although the only thing I get for Sam, I tell him that it's not funny if you fall down, but if somebody else falls down, it's hilarious.
Thank you, Whitey Bulger.
Okay.
Okay, John's on the line. What did your dad tell you, John?
My dad told my brothers and my sister and myself, never sleep with someone you wouldn't just as soon spend the rest of your life with, because it only takes 2 seconds. And I said, well, geez, Dad, you don't last too long, huh? And then wham!
There's so much packed in that statement. I can't even begin. Thank you for calling and have a fabulous
Father's Day.
You should really go to therapy right now.
Is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
2 seconds.
105.7 WROR.
Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Yes, we're doing Father's Day stuff for you this morning. And tips, words of advice, great words of advice your dad gave you. Longtime listener Chickie's on the line here, and I'm sure that this is going to be a good one. So, Chickie, what did your dad tell you?
If you're not going to drive slow, make sure you have a short skirt on.
You were built for speed, Chickie.
Okay, have a great...
Well, he owned a nice little restaurant, and all the cops used to come in, so he knew. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it's time now for your 720 Men from Maine, everybody. So let's roll it. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed adventure begins, Effie and Ellie are having a little girl talk when we hear...
Well, I was watching Oprah Winfrey, and they had one of those self-help quizzes.
Yeah?
And they asked in just 4 words, describe the most important thing in your love life.
4 words, the most important thing in your love life. That's a hard one.
Oh, that's good. That works.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of men and women from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Lauren and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Oh, yes, the boys are back in town, and it is an official Father's Day weekend. It's like a... kind of a cool thing going on here with the way things have changed over the past few years here with the things that dads have to have skills in. It's a completely different thing going on out there right now. Remember the old days? When's the last time can anybody remember your dad cooking a meal for you, for the family?
Oh my God, my dad cooked the best meal for us.
Did he really?
It was Velveeta on toast.
There you go.
And he burned the top, so you'd take the top off, and I like burned stuff. And yeah, that was his delicacy. That's it. I think that's the only thing he cooked.
Right.
On the grill. My father doesn't even grill.
Yep.
Well, he wears a suit every day.
My dad
never cooked a meal in his life.
Yeah.
It was always my mom's job, And attitudes and responsibilities in the family have changed. Do you cook every day, pretty much, Brian?
A couple times a week.
Okay.
Not well.
Okay. Hank, do you do any of the cooking?
More of my cooking comes during the summertime out at the grill.
Okay, yeah, I understand that.
Doesn't require a lot of skill, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, breakfast is my
breakfast. Dave's jam.
Yeah, he does that. Uh-huh. Okay,
and grilling. Yeah. I don't touch the grill.
Okay, I remember they used to. Dad would teach you how to, change the oil, change the tire, stuff like that. Dads don't worry about that anymore. That's what they got a mechanic for. And dads now they have to teach you how to set up Wi-Fi and Netflix accounts. That's a skill that dads have to have.
Yeah.
Okay,
my most important skill is I hear this 3 times a week. Dad, what's the Wi-Fi password?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Amazon and iTunes. I need to know those three.
Another very important skill that dads have.
And Sam is very good at it now, so I'm proud of him. Being able to figure out which input is on the TV.
Oh,
yes.
Extremely important.
Nintendo Switch or the, going to YouTube or the Blu-ray or Roku he's good at that.
And he knows it all, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Setting up video game consoles. Pretty important.
Yeah.
Okay, dads need to do that. Now, here's one.
Mostly because then not hogging them. That's the thing.
Right.
Letting the kids play.
Okay, building IKEA furniture.
I do that.
Do you really?
Uh-huh. Dave doesn't do that. He helps, but he hates it. But I don't mind it.
Okay.
Put on a little music and put some stuff together.
Okay.
Dave doesn't do any of that stuff, but he has other skills.
A very important set of skills, is that correct?
Yeah, he knows. He's good at other things, but yeah,
Mixing
drinks. I feel like that's an excellent skill for a dad to have.
Really?
It's his greatest skill whatsoever. Anybody comes in. He can't fix much, but he can fix a drink.
Okay. Well, that's words to live by. Can't fix much, it. Boy, can I fix you a drink. Wow. Okay, hey, listen, we got Dirty Laundry coming up, and today it's going to be all about the Brady Bunch. This is amazing.
Yeah, I just found out what Tom Brady doesn't wear. Or has to wear, actually.
He has to wear definitely,
this. Otherwise, he's very uncomfortable.
We're going to find this coming up in Dirty Laundry, 7:45. Hank, what's going on
I wonder if it's one of those things that your dad told you to wear at a gym.
It could be.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Finally. I got stuff to talk about.
I know you do.
Tom Brady and Giselle. Quick thing. This is brought to you by MassSave.com, and this Dirty Laundry is a special Dirty Laundry going out to Nicole Robbie from the Treasurer's HR department. So happy Dirty Laundry Day. You're not even going to believe what Tom Brady has to wear, or he feels very uncomfortable. But this is all about Tom and Giselle. He's on Oprah's own channel, Sunday at 11 a.m., talking about Spiritual Sunday. And she's on Vogue's YouTube 73 Question. They do this thing, 73 Questions with Beautiful People. And
right,
blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah. And they are both reminding us that they hit the genetic lottery and we all are pathetic losers. Yet, I cannot get enough.
But we knew that already.
I can't get enough of it. So here's, you know what? Tom really likes his wife, and that makes me like him. Here's Tom on Giselle.
You know, I love having to come home to someone that engages me every night. You know, she makes me laugh. Oh my God. I mean, just in some ways we're different. Some ways we're so similar. She flies in the sky, you know, and she's so creative and visual, and I'm very rooted. So she stretches me in ways that without her, I couldn't be stretched.
I'll bet. Okay, and now here's
that sounds like the real TB12 method.
Really does,
and here's Giselle on Tom Brady, and listen carefully what he's very uncomfortable when he's not wearing these.
What's one thing people don't know about Tom Brady?
He doesn't like being barefoot. Hi, lovey.
Hey, Tom. All right, where are you guys going on vacation?
Costa Rica.
Montana.
Oh,
can we talk about that later?
Yeah.
I got to sort that out.
Te amo.
Bye.
Bye.
What's the most romantic thing that Tom's ever done for you?
When he proposed to me, he made up this whole story how my apartment was flooding, and I ran over there to try to fix the situation. When I got there, the whole apartment had candles and rose petals everywhere. Aww. And then he went down on his knees to propose, and I'm like, get up, because he just had surgery and had three staph infections. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I gotta go on my knees. I'm like, no, get up, please. So and here we are
9 years later. And let me tell you, okay, so with this 73 questions, I'm a little bit more obsessed with that than Tom Brady, because you've met me.
I understand.
And so they start off and she's in her sanctuary place, which is like the office, which is in a barn that's like an acre away from the main home.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like, how much land do they have in Brookline, and what are their taxes? And then she walks along, there's not a house to be seen for, like, it seems,
and
like
it,
miles.
And
this is in Brookline.
Yeah. Like, it's like one flowing shot.
Yeah,
just
it's very,
following
it's
her
Martin
around.
Scorsese. Like, you know, in that scene in Goodfellas when they're going through the back door of the club? It's very much like that, except there are no mobsters. And she's very, I mean, I'm obsessed because her hair is perfect. She's perfect. She is a perfect looking human being.
Just bumming around the house in jeans.
It's a little bit contrived, the 73 questions, but that's not her fault. That's Vogue's fault. But, you know, she's not an actress. She's a model. But it's really fun to watch. It's slightly annoying. You're going to feel terrible about all your life choices.
Yeah, well, good. Okay. Well, there's a ringing endorsement for the entire thing.
But then finally, the real meat is, I guess, on Sunday, Tom Brady sits down with Oprah, and he talks about a lot of things, and this is about how he feels about, you know, his spirituality.
Well, I think I have, you know, curiosities in many ways, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of it is learning and loving to learn. Mm-hmm. And I think since I was a kid, just loving the experience of learning new things, learning how they impact my life, learning how they impact my relationships. My wife would say we're spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yes.
You know, and
that's one of my favorite phrases.
I know. It's great, and it's so true.
Well,
and
that's,
you know, I want to live a great, impactful, purposeful life, and I want to impact people from the lessons that I've learned and see if people can learn anything and try to, you know, relate it in their life.
I hate learning.
But I'll tell you what,
I mean,
I'll tell you one thing he's learned. He's learned how to build his brand.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's just living his best life, and Oprah loves that. She coined the phrase. I, you know what? You can't help but admire these people, and you can't help but just really hate yourself.
Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
And this is where the excitement begins on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, ladies and gentlemen. Because on the line with us is a young man. He's a 21-year-old college student at the University of Maine from Middleborough, Massachusetts. Wow. His name is Benjamin Carey. And Benjamin Carey is now going to have a chance, an opportunity to win $1,000 in 60 seconds.
Wow, that'd be good.
First of all, good morning and welcome to the show, Benjamin. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. So you're at the University of Maine. What year are you?
I'm a sophomore, going into junior year.
Nice.
Going
into junior year. $1,000, that'd pay for like a book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
if they actually use them.
Yeah. What are you studying?
I'm studying marketing and sustainable business.
Oh, that's
marketing
good.
Marketing and sustainable business. Okay.
Funeral homes, very sustainable.
Yes, very sustainable. Okay, look, here's the deal. Okay, do you feel like in your 21 years you've accumulated enough worthless information to win $1,000 in 60 seconds?
I hope so.
Okay. We're going to find out here.
I'm inspiring young people across the land.
This is what's going to happen to you, Benjamin. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a 60-second time frame. You'll hear the ticking in the background, indicating that it's the time is going to run out, and you'll hear a very irritating buzzer. Now, if you can answer all 10 of those questions correctly within 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. At any time during the 60 seconds, if you don't know an answer, you can say pass, move on. If you have time left over at the end, come back. We pick them up, get them all right, you get the cash. Are you prepared to go?
I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
I'm
Everybody
ready.
Set? 3, 2, 1. Go.
What's your father's name?
Brett. Oh.
Botany is the study of what?
Pardon me?
Botany is the study of what?
Pat.
What body part did Vincent Van Gogh cut off?
His ear.
Spell coffee.
Pat.
What alcohol goes into a Black Russian?
Pat.
What is 12 times 7?
12 times 84.
Peter Benchley wrote this book about a great white shark.
Moby Dick.
Which artist performed at the 2015 Super Bowl? Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, or Janet Jackson?
Katy Perry.
What is a Geiger counter used to detect?
Pass.
What is the sign of the zodiac is represented by a ram?
Cancer? Maybe.
Okay. Time is up. Time is up. Okay, you had several passes there. It's a little.
Yep.
It sounds easier than it is. Okay.
You're young. You still have lots to
do. Okay,
we're
going to take
you back.
Four.
And bring you up to speed here. Okay.
Did he answer? Did you say Brett was your father's name, or did you just not? I'm going to get. What's your father's name?
My father's name is Brett.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Yeah, perfect.
Good. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So
you did get that one.
Okay. Boy, that was close.
All right. Botany is the study of plants. Coffee. You spell COFFEE. What alcohol goes into a Black Russian? Vodka.
What are they drinking these days at college?
Hey, he's only 21. Come on, he just got to go to a bar. Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Peter Benchley wrote the book Jaws. And a Geiger counter is used to detect radiation. And Aries is the zodiac sign represented by a ram.
But Benjamin, we do have a fine consolation prize for you.
Don't feel bad.
Family 4-pack of tickets to the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301, part of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, July 22nd, New Hampshire Motor Speedway. This is a big race, a great deal. So congratulations, enjoy that, have a great time. And enjoy your summer off and get back to it and have a great year coming up next year, okay?
Thank you, I will.
Okay,
thanks.
Take care now. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to play? You think you got what it takes?
I'm slightly concerned about the future.
Log on to WROR.com.
He's still listening.
And you can fill it out, okay? WROR.com. Win a grand in 60 seconds. Now, coming up next, right here on the Lauren Wally Morning Show, we got a real treat for you. Alonzo is back, ladies and gentlemen. Alonzo Bowden, he is one of the people who actually won Last Comic Standing. Fantastic, funny man. Hang on.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Oh, we got a real treat for you this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show because Alonzo Bowden is back in the studio. And he's got shows coming up at Laugh Boston. Obviously, you got a show tonight. Got two shows tomorrow night if you want to get tickets to this. And it will sell out, so you better get on this right away. Go to laughboston.com. And if you actually, you got your cell phone handy, you can give him a call here. 617-72-LAUGH. Alonzo, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. How's everybody doing?
Great, thank you.
Good morning.
Alonzo tells us that he's been traveling a lot, and you've done comedy shows in some rather unusual places.
Yeah, I do international stuff. So I just, 2 weeks ago, I was in Israel, which was, it was a great comedy tour. And I'd been there once before, but this is what I love about Israel. The tour book of Israel is actually the Bible. We did a town called Bat Shemesh, and I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but we're there, and they're like, yeah, this is where David fought Goliath. Like, what? And they said, yeah, Samson got his hair cut right up the road. You know, and then, so you come, like, with Boston, like, with all due respect, you think you have history?
We got no history.
Because I was just working David and Goliath. I was doing the David and Goliath gig.
Yeah, Paul Revere who?
Yeah. Really? Paul, that youngster.
I love Davy and Goliath. I used to watch it every Sunday.
Davy and Goliath, one of my all-time favorites, as a matter of fact. Okay. So where else you been?
Well, going into Israel, you know, they check your passport, and they always look at your history. And they looked at me, and they're like, you've been to Pakistan. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, why? And I was like, vacation weekend. What are you kidding? But I did. I did a gig in Pakistan. And when you work the Pakistan gig, I'm not saying that's the end of your career, but you can see the end from Pakistan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my agent got me Pakistan. Now we're talking to North Korea. I'm like, so how long before I'm booked on that one? I do military stuff, so I entertain the troops all around the world. And whatever you say that, people think it a big thing. And I've done the big ones. I've done the shows on the aircraft carriers.
Yeah.
I've been to Iraq and stuff. But people don't realize we have military everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
I did an Air Force show in Greenland. All right?
Greenland.
Wow. Let me tell you what it's like to be black in Greenland. As soon as you get there, you tag the other black guy, tell him he could leave.
Yeah.
I'll be the minority for the next week. You can have the week off.
I read that in Greenland, one out of every five people at some time in their life will attempt suicide. Is that true?
Now, it's sad, but I understand why. Because it's dark 6 months out of the year.
Really?
Oh,
like,
really?
Literally, like, the sun, you know, because it's so far north. And they said they had a name for it, but people start losing their minds and they fly them out to get sunshine.
Get out.
Because I think it gets dark in October. It's dark from like October to April. You know, so when you tell someone, I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, good point.
You
yeah.
got some time.
What a one-night stand that is.
Exactly.
I got a lot of people making a living selling vitamin D.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. You know, the sun lights they sell up at Johnson Compounding and Wellness.
Oh, yeah, the happy
really
light.
Handy up there, the happy light, yeah.
So Greenland is fascinating once, okay? Because the first time you go, they tell you about the day and night thing. You see icebergs, and you can hear icebergs break off of glaciers. And it's weird because it sounds like an explosion. And you're like, what was that? Oh, that's the iceberg. And as a natural wonder, I mean, it's you know, been there for – then you go back, like, 2 years later and, like, okay, nothing's changed. Like this is millions of years old. I saw it all. Yeah, what do you got on video? There's no sense going outside because there is nothing new in Greenland.
So those explosions in Pakistan you thought were icebergs? Is that what
it is? Yeah. No, Pakistan was actually it's very crowded. We were in Karachi, Pakistan. There are 25 million people in that city. Now, you think you've seen traffic.
Yeah.
Until you go to a place where there's 25 million people driving around basically with no rules. Like,
really?
Like, we were on a street, and I thought it was a one-way street because everyone was going the same way. And then some guy just decided, I'm going the other way, and did. And now it's a two-way street. Now people are like, oh, I can go that way. And the other thing I love, and I'm a motorcycle guy, all right? So you ride, right?
Yep.
So you'll appreciate this. So the whole family rides on a bike. It's not like here where, you know, you get on a Harley. Like, they have these little motorbikes. Little
Motorcycle weekend up in New Hampshire.
And there's five people on the bike. Like, the guy in the back, he's the uncle nobody cares about. Right?
Yeah.
He's sitting on a license plate. He doesn't even have a seat. and the baby, they sit on the gas tank. Little babies, one, two, and they hold on to the handlebars. And I was like, Bike Baby is the baddest biker I've ever seen. this kid's got no helmet, right? Family has one helmet, which dad gets. Understand?
Yep, right.
So he's just sitting on a gas tank, sucking up gas fumes, holding on to the handlebar. And all I'm thinking, like, here in the United States, right, in America, you have a baby, right? You got to buy a giant SUV.
Yeah.
You got to
put
a car seat in. You got to get stickers, baby on board.
Right.
There's usually escort vehicles, one in front, one behind.
Yeah.
To transport this kid. Say, I was like, oh, Bike Baby would wear an American baby out. Bike Baby's like, what? Car? I'm sucking up gas fumes. Hold. Bike Baby would like slap a Hell's Angel. Oh, you think you're tough? I've been rolling since I was one.
Oh, my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
If you want to see Alonzo, you got a chance tonight and two chances tomorrow night. It's laughboston.com over in the Seaport District. It's a great venue. Log on to laughboston.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Pow! That's the who for 105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is Lauren and Wally. And we're very proud to have Alonzo in the studio with us this morning. He's back again, and he's got the two shows, one show tonight and two shows tomorrow night. Laugh Boston. Go to laughboston.com. You're going to love this thing. Okay, Alonzo Bowden, and he used to be an airline mechanic, and he worked on the big jets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He was just telling us how well the jets are built, so you don't have to worry when you're flying and stuff like that.
Yeah, airplanes are built better than anything in your life. I mean, we're talking 30,000ths of an inch tolerances. Anything wrong, they have to check with an engineer. A new aircraft, when I was working on them, came with a 25-year warranty. You know, so no, the Uber driver getting you to the airport, that might be shaky. The airplane's going to be fine. Crossing the street, you know, from parking, I can't guarantee anything.
But the airplane's good.
Airplane's going to be
good. Okay, so now you're working on airplanes, like, before you get into comedy. Did you ever think you'd be meeting all these famous people once you got into show business?
I'm still fascinated by some of the people I meet. Maybe the most famous person I met was Steve Martin.
Oh, wow. You know,
he might be. But so I got a part on this movie. It's called Bringing Down the House. And my role was... There's a scene where the movie was Queen Latifah and Steve Martin.
Yep. Right.
Queen Latifah's throwing a party in Steve Martin's backyard.
Right.
Yep. I'm playing the security guy. I know it's a stretch, but I'm her friend doing security, and I'm not letting Steve Martin into a party in his own backyard. Right.
Okay.
So it's in the morning, and I'm standing in. There's an extra at the table with me, kind of like my. So Steve Martin's walking up with the director and the extra guy. He said, wow, Steve Martin, how you doing? And Steve just looked up and went, I'm acting. So in my head, I'm like, yeah, see, your mouth is open.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, okay, don't say anything to Steve Martin. Like, Steve's, leave him alone. Now, he's really funny, but I'm like, obviously, he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Focused, professional, whatever. So... Later on, one of his assistants was like, oh, you're a comic, so you should talk to Steve. He loves comics, right? So I'm like, okay. So I go introduce myself as Steve Martin. I'm a comic, blah, blah, blah. And he says, oh, and we talk a little. He's like, what are you open with? That was his question. I was like, depends on the moment. He's like, that's great, you know. So I said to him, I said, Steve, you were like the best. Like, you were at the top of comedy, and you just stopped doing it. I said, don't you ever miss it or anything? He's like, yeah, well, you know, I tell jokes sometimes. I host things once in a while. So I'm like, really? Like, what do you host? He looks at me, the Oscars. And I looked right back at him. I said, who books that? And he just started laughing. And he was just so cool after that.
That was great.
Yeah, that was fun. And then when I met Queen Latifah, she was like, I recognize you. Like, you look familiar. And I said, well, I do stand up. You may have seen me. She said, yeah, that's cool. And I looked at her. I said, didn't you make a record? Didn't you, like, sing or something like that? And she just started laughing. And they were both very cool. So, yeah, when you meet people like that. But the other side of that, what's funny to me is when I meet people and they know who I am. And I'm like, I don't expect it. When I I met Ray Romano at a comedy club, and he was like, man, you're really funny. When you did the thing about, and I'm standing there like, Ray Romano knows who I
am? That's amazing.
Yeah. But with comics, that happens a lot, because comics, like, even when they become super famous or super rich, they're still comics, and they're around, so they know who other comics are. So, I've had good experiences with famous people.
Well, I know you're a car guy too. So
yes,
like you hang out with Jay Leno every once in a while. You've been on his car show.
Jay is the most non, like, there's no ego with Jay.
Yep.
Really?
And I'll tell you the funny thing: this happens with Jay, and this happens with Adam Carolla, because they're both big car guys, right?
Yeah.
They have amazing car collections and stuff, and they're very ordinary, so sometimes they forget you're not rich.
you know what I mean?
So Adam's like, hey, Lonzo, you going to Pebble Beach this year? I'm like, no, Adam, I'm not going to the classic Lamborghini auction. As much as I would like to.
Maybe next year.
You know, and then one time Jay says to me, he's like, you know the Obamas, right? And it's like, no, Jay, I don't know the Obamas. Not sure that I meant to drop by the house and I was busy.
So
things like that. It's really funny because they just genuinely forget. Like, yeah, you're on a different level.
Wow,
you know, but they're really cool. Jay has the last time I did the tour. This is something he does that's super nice, and a lot of celebrities do things like this, and they don't get any publicity. Nobody talks about it. But if you know him and you want to take your friends to the garage, you know, four or five people, whatever.
Yeah.
He'll set it up. He'll let you take a tour of the garage, and what he asks you to do is have those people donate money to charity. Like, it's, you don't pay him. It's like, give money to a charity. Yeah. We'll do. So we're doing a tour of the garage, and he has a staff of mechanics, and I think the guy's name was Bob. Forgive me if I don't get the name right. He passed away not too long ago. Great guy. Had been with Jay forever. And we're walking around, and he's like, yeah, this is a, you know, 1932 Duesenberg, and this is a, he's got a room of Corvettes, various years.
Wow.
These are the Corvettes.
The Corvette room.
Anyway, and this is, wait, what is this? When do we get this? Jay, what is this? It was so funny. Like, when did that get here? So, it's really, that kind of stuff is really cool.
Lonzo Bowden, you can check him out. He's going to be playing one show tonight, two shows tomorrow night, Laugh Boss and LaughBoss.com. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me. You guys have a great weekend.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.